Welcome to Digital Plus Insights, brought to you by HCL Software, your connection to the Digital Plus economy. Each episode features intimate conversations with industry leaders, exploring the integrated technology that's shaping our world. Delve into the insights, innovations, and ideas that define the way we work, communicate, and do business. It's more than digital. It's Digital Plus. Join the conversation. The future begins today.
Hi there. This is Mark Durham at the Digital Plus Insights podcast. And I'm here with Francesca Corzi, Senior Vice President at HCL Software, who is joining us from Rome, Italy. Hey, Francesca, great talking with you again.
Same for me, Mark. Good meeting with you again.
So last time we talked, we were discussing AI and workflow automation and dug into the concept of hyperautomation. So what would you like to talk about today?
So let me start with a question for you, Mark. That seems a little more interesting, right? And interactive. So which are the tasks that you cannot eliminate from your organization processes that is taking most of the 40% of IT budget? What's your view?
40%. Well, let me think about this for a second. I'm going to say it has something to do with security.
You spot it. Exactly. So you cannot avoid managing security and compliance, primarily because it's strictly related to business reputation. You know, it's protecting valuable assets from cyber attacks, and it's part even of enterprise regulatory commitments. So enterprises need to invest in security and compliance because it develops a trustful relationship with customers, is a money-saving investment. Think about, for example, ransomware, and it's possible for the digital plus economy leaders. After the overall COVID situation, right, COVID-19, the digital economy acquired bigger space and thus reached a so wider audience of customers. And I really think that security and compliance questions are growing in complexity, and as the digital demand is also increasing.
Okay, so this is how security and compliance ends up with 40% of the IT budget.
Yeah. Considering spending up to around 40% of the IT budget in security and compliance operations can be really a terrible forecast, right, for enterprises. So why the expenses are growing so high? The bold statement above the increase of the demand of the digital services partially responding to this, it's mostly related to the way the security and compliance processes are managed. The typical approach is based on checklist, very tedious, expensive, repetitive task, and here comes the automation.
Oh, okay.
So my point is that really using and leveraging a smart automation platform allows companies to save time, money, while ensuring security and compliance.
So yeah, it makes sense that automating these tasks would make the whole thing less expensive. But how does that work exactly in the security and compliance domain, especially given the variety of different IT environments?
So simply automating this task is not maximizing the cost-saving effect. A comprehensive automation platform that make all what even Gartner says and analysts, service orchestration and automation platform, we call in this case a SOAP platform, really offers the abstraction layer that is needed to manage a process involving diverse tasks in heterogeneous systems. The HCL software, the HCL Automation Orchestration Suite, is the offering that really makes a difference in this case, thanks to the ability and availability of control in the end-to-end workflows from a single pane of control, a single pane of glass with powerful customizable dashboard, clear graphics views, and very I would say easy to handle workload monitoring capabilities. And this is amazing because this is available only from one single web interface, a single point of control.
And that's despite the diversity of these environments. That's crazy. So in practice, how do you go about setting up these workflows?
So with the HCL Workload Automation and Orchestration Suite, we provide more than 100 low-code, no-code integration that easily provides the user the capability to create these complex tasks interfacing the third-party software solution involved into the end-to-end process. These integrators, plugins, job plugins are available into the HCL Automation Hub and can be used by the HCL Workload Automation and the HCL Universal Orchestrator engines that are part of the overall suite. A very simple license model with the flexibility to orchestrate end-to-end this business with a single license model.
Yeah, and you talked about HCL Universal Orchestrator the last time we met.
Correct.
So tell me more. What does that do specifically about security?
Because this is really the topic that we want to discuss today, right, Mark? So the HCL Workload Automation is a rock-solid automation engine available on-premise, on the cloud, on the cloud of the choice of our customers as container, and really designed for hybrid cloud scenarios. Using HWA with Ansible, for example, and the Chef Run List plugins, just to name a few of them, can fulfill the needs in the data center resources configuration to maintain the security posture, for example. The Universal Orchestrator is also the most recent solution that was published just a couple of months ago by HCL Software. It is a cloud-native automation engine that can be deployed into Kubernetes service and fastly and dynamically with elastic scaling interconnect cloud-native microservices workflows interacting, for example, with the Azure Resource Manager or the Google Deployment Manager, among many other possible services availability.
So lots of flexibility there.
Lots of flexibility, platform agnostic, and of course the security and compliance processes need to be managed, not just automated. Right? And the integration with, for example, ServiceNow, Jira can offer to you, to our customers, the possibility really to drive the workflow using even ticketing systems, so relying on the approval mechanism that is already in place into the company. So with the HCL software solution, with HCL Automation Orchestration Suite, our customers can plan workflows, submit workflows, and user demand basis, and react even on events that are triggered. Very, very agile.
Wow, yeah. And all of this has to be aligned with compliance requirements, I assume, right?
Exactly. So since automation is everywhere in IT and business processes, we can absolutely, and I think you can acknowledge this, we can state that automated operation needs to be compliant, right?
So that's what I think we want to dig into then, is what are the particulars of how that compliance component works? Because I imagine that's where a lot of the money-saving efficiencies come in, right? Could you walk me through the details there?
Yeah, let's consider just some aspects of compliance. So security posture. The automation platform manages sensible data, and it's a so valuable asset accesses the platform that need working on this with a role basis and having minimum knowledge required approach is so critical. The HCL workload automation suite provides a very simple and easy to configure role-based security with the fine-grained access control list that correctly maps to the workload data. So security posture is one point. The second point is the monitoring. KPI must be visible with no gray zone over the control of operations. And with our platform, with HCL Automation Orchestrator Suite, we provide observability. We provide KPIs that are exposed in standard format that can be really consumed by the most popular.
So this integrates with an organization's existing tools and practices really easily.
Stana, Splunk, Sysdig Monitor, Dynatrace, and something, all the technologies like this. That's right, Mark. And there is also another very important point, the change management and version control, so critical for the security. So all the, and that's very important, all the workload automation artifacts in our case are versioned, and it's possible to compare and eventually even restore the object at previous version. It's also possible, for example, to create workload application templates, to instantiate application packages, including all the dependencies to be stored into the source code management system of the choice of our customers. So these workload automation templates are easily to be exported, imported across environments with proper level of security. For example, moving from a UAT environment to a production environment.
So there again, it sounds like this is giving an IT team tremendous flexibility.
What else streamline into the overall DevSecOps pipeline. So I think another important aspect in this context is reporting. So we talk about definition, monitoring, and reporting is also very critical. So to document the compliance of the automation operations, in this context, the Automation Orchestrator Suite offers built-in reporting facilities with a very wide range of statistics, historical reports that are available even with the custom SQL queries based reports. These reports can be produced as CSV, HTML, PDF files, and can contain even tabular data, charts, to really be consumed by executives to really track the proper security audits. Reports can be planned even on a non-interactive batch mode, and the produced report is automatically sent to a configured
and of course this is level of reporting is essential
and
when you're trying to demonstrate
even,
compliance
for example,
your operations transparently and still do that without a lot
also
of overhead.
Reporting is very, very critical. Yeah. And then I was just thinking about last point, auditing, since we are also talking clearly about security and compliance. So auditing is an important compliance aspect that allows a deeper investigation and the recording of all the activities that are performed. The Automation Orchestration Suite is keeping track of all users' action in audit trails, including when the action has been performed, who performed the action, what action has been performed, and which object is impacted. And on top of this, it's possible to set up a mandatory business justification at action confirmation time that may include the reason, description, and ticket number. So full end-to-end control from security, compliance, and audit perspective.
That sounds fairly revolutionary. I mean, you're solving a really difficult problem too, and one that's essential at a business level, not just in terms of technology, in a way that lets, at the same time, you're letting the IT group stay focused on what they do best. So sounds like a powerful solution. How are people reacting to it?
So in, I will say, I've been attending multiple recently events where we are meeting both the CIO and the CISO together. And there is a common demand, reduce these security costs. And that's where automation brings value, brings this type of control. And just to... I will say, if we want to move to the conclusion of this conversation with a very simple statement, I will say that we can easily say that the automation orchestration suite from the HCL software portfolio is a compliant automation platform that helps organization in automating security and compliance processes in hybrid type of configuration, on-premise, distributed mainframe, and on the cloud of the choice of our customers, providing the full flexibility to keep the control in a secured way.
Well, that it sounds extraordinary. Well, thank you very much, Francesca, for sharing this stuff with us. And thanks for joining us a second time. It's very good to have you here.
Absolutely, Mark. My pleasure. Always good talking with you and spending some time together with you and our audience in covering these so important and critical aspects of IT. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you so much. And with that, we're signing off with the Digital Plus Insights. See you next time and look forward to it.